Part 5 of Meditation for Body, Mind, and Spirit. So here's another mantra for your consideration. Ek Omkar Sat Nam. Ek Omkar Sat Nam. Yesterday we discussed the Padmasambhava mantra at some length. The Mool Mantra, or Root Mantra of the Sikhs, is a spiritual poem written 600 years ago by Guru Nanak. Its first line translates, "There is one reality, the unmanifest, manifested, ever-existent, he is Nam." This is the meaning of Ek Omkar Sat Nam. Taking together, the poem's first lines read, "There is one reality, the unmanifest, manifested, ever-existent, he is Nam. The Creator, pervading all, without fear, without enmity, timeless, unborn, self-existent, and can be known by the favor of his true servant, the Guru." Nam, as I mentioned, is essentially the same meaning as Om, the power of the uncreated essence coming forth as light and sound, creating and sustaining all that exists. The term Omkar, which directly pertains to the spiritual realm at which the Om is manifesting, underlines this meaning. If we look at these lines and compare them to the Padmasambhava mantra, it is saying essentially the same thing, that the word or Om or Nam is the divine principle and the Guru is its embodiment and ambassador. Ek Omkar Sat Nam. Ek Omkar Sat Nam. Ek Omkar Sat Nam. Now there are endless mantras in Hinduism. Among the worshippers of Shiva, the term Soham, which means thou art that, or more specifically, thou art of the essence of God, is a common mantra. Soham, Soham, Soham. Another mantra from the Shiva tradition of Hinduism is Om Namah Shivaya, very widely used in India. It is essentially an honoring as Shiva as a form of the creative essence. Shiva is the destroyer of illusion, the supreme alchemist, transforming base metal into gold. It is said that chanting this mantra helps to get rid of internal imperfections, limitations, and ill karmas. Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. Om Namah Shivaya. One ancient Hindu mantra taken from one of the most sacred writings of India is called the Aditya mantra. Aditya Hridayam Punyam Sarvshatru Bina Shanam. Aditya Hridayam Punyam Sarvshatru Bina Shanam. Aditya Hridayam Punyam Sarvshatru Bina Shanam. Many Hindu mantras have a certain rhythmic quality like this. This lovely phrase is an invocation that means all evil vanishes from the life of those who keep the sun in their heart. Here the sun does not mean the literal sun, but the light of spirit, which is both regarded as the transcendent light that can be seen in meditation, and also the qualities of being that arise from keeping the light in the heart. Aditya Hridayam Punyam Sarvshatru Bina Shanam. This can also be shortened to simply Aditya Hridayam, the sun in the heart. Aditya Hridayam. Aditya Hridayam. The Gayatri Mantra is the foremost mantra of Hinduism. It is a short, intense invocation to the Supreme Consciousness as the focus of our awareness and a prayer for spiritual awakening or enlightenment. The first phrase of the four-phrase mantra goes, Om Bhur Bhuva Sva. This is in itself a powerful, simple meditation mantra, meaning our awareness is given over to the word, the Om, the Supreme Consciousness. Om Bhur Bhuvah Svah. Om Bhur Bhuvah Svah. Om Bhur Bhuvah Svah. So all of these ancient mantras are proclaiming that there is one reality, the reality of spirit, the heartbeat of the cosmos, which is inside of us and also all around us. It reminds me of a piece by the famous Indian poet Kabir, who wrote, "I laugh when I hear that the fish in the water are thirsty. I laugh when I hear that the fish in the water are thirsty." When we are able to see it, the whole world seems like a piece of music, a kind of divine geometry. It is easy to see life as random and brutal, but there are all kinds of subtle cues showing that behind the apparent randomness is actually a richness of pattern and order. It's very easy as human beings, the way our mind is structured, to become so lost in our lives that we lose all conscious connection to the beautiful music singing behind the surface play. As we hurtle across the paved surface of life, in our vinyl metallic boxes, from one artificial environment to another, yes, it is very easy to forget that we are part of the instinctual rhythms of nature. So going back to our subject of mantras, all of these mantras, Christian, Buddhist, Muslim, and Hindu, Sikh, invite us to honor the spiritual mystery at the center of life, to maintain remembrance of our sacred essence. Various Buddhist and Hindu traditions use the act of breathing as a natural mantra. But while we're using breath to get connected in the first part of our meditation, in the second aspect, breath is simply left to its normal pattern. So you can download and print the mantra list and see what feels right for you to use for yourself when we get into that portion of the meditation process. So for now, let's meditate. This is meditation 2 for grounding and Jyoti meditation. In our meditation today, we'll be taking up the use of a mantra, which can be any word or phrase or name of God that is meaningful to you. In talks 3 through 5, we'll be discussing mantras, and you can download the list of mantras if you'd like to choose one to use. Today we'll begin again by ensuring that you are sitting in an upright position with your back straight, whether in a chair or cross-legged, that allows you to sit comfortably without moving for some time. Close your eyes, releasing all tension on the eyes and the forehead, and resolve to be fully present, letting go of all of the concerns of your daily life. This is a time for you, a time to draw within and consciously align yourself in mind, body, and spirit. Allow yourself to be here fully. Feel the easy and natural sensation of your wholeness as you turn your attention within, settling, relaxing, and grounding inside your body as a whole. We're going to begin with attention to our breath as a natural vehicle for becoming more grounded and relaxed within oneself. We're going to do some deep abdominal breathing for relaxation and become more fully present in the body. Breathe by drawing the air in from the back of the nose and throat, using your belly as a bellows, expanding to draw the breath down, filling the belly, and then filling the lungs to the top. Pausing and then compressing the belly and in turn the lungs, while pressing the air out from the back of the throat, which will automatically draw the air upward from below. Allow the air to fully release and then pause. Then again, expanding the belly and drawing the air down from the back of the nose and throat. Allow the residual air to gradually fill your lungs, then pause. And gradually collapsing your belly, allow the air to flow out slowly. Your chest also gradually draws in as the residual air in the lungs also flows out. When you are empty of breath, there is a natural pause. Now again, draw down the air, expanding your belly and gradually opening and filling your lungs, pausing for a few seconds, and then gradually emptying by compressing your belly and your lungs again. While gently pushing the air out from the back of your throat. The soothing, calming, deep breath will energize your entire system and allow you to feel the comfort and integration of your whole body. Allow yourself to feel your wholeness, relaxed and present. Now that you are quite relaxed and free of tension in any part of the body, we're going to allow our attention to come away from the body below and rest at its natural center behind the eyes. Allow the breathing to go on naturally and automatically without any attention or awareness. Relax your eyes fully, as if going to sleep. And with eyes closed, but straight, fix your inner gaze into the middle of the darkness lying in front of you. You are gazing not at a fixed point, but a small area about 8 to 10 inches in front of you. Slowly repeat any word or phrase that is meaningful to you as a way to help maintain your concentration. Attempt to fix your attention so much so that you are continuing to look steadily straight ahead into the darkness, but with absolutely no tension on the eyes or forehead, while slowly repeating your mantra, maybe at intervals, so that your gaze is not disturbed. It is an effortless effort. There is no strain and no exertion whatsoever. It is purely a gesture of the attention, an effortless effort. If you are able to do this for some time, you may find that you experience flashes of light. You may see lights of different colors. And if you are able to maintain your concentration, losing yourself in your gaze, you may see blue sky. You may see clouds in the sky. You might see stars, moon, or even the brightness of the sun. Whatever you see, whether darkness or light, continue looking into the middle of it. If thoughts come up, just continue to come back to your gaze and your mantra. So continue to look intently, minutely, penetratingly to see what is there in the field of darkness lying in front of you. Yet there is no clutching for one thing or another, just rapt attention. Again, it is an effortless effort. We will now continue this silently for 10 minutes, maintaining our attention, looking into the middle of whatever appears in front of you, whether it be darkness or light, and continuing to repeat the mantra you have selected. In about 10 minutes, I will invite you to leave off your meditation. Thank you. can now leave off meditation. Breathe and again become present in the body. This Jyoti meditation on light or third eye meditation can be practiced daily to have inner experiences of spiritual light. It will strengthen your concentration, your physical balance, and inner peace, and give you greater direct apprehension of the spiritual nature of life. As you become comfortable with the process, I would encourage you to increase your time to 20 minutes, half an hour or more. 45 minutes to an hour is really ideal. Sometimes you will have to sit through the mind's noise, but sometimes it takes half an hour or more to really get deep enough for long enough to experience the greater benefits that go with prolonged meditation. If there are questions regarding what you have experienced, please don't hesitate to write. Now have a wonderful rest of your day.